You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Alice Gatland.
Hey.
Hey.
Nah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
That's good. What are we going to be looking at?
We are looking at an Icelandic film.
Ooh.
Which is exciting because, as we discovered last week, Hannah loves Iceland.
I do. I didn't realize that some of my favorite musicians are from Iceland, so yeah. Seamus knows.
So the film is called Rams. And it's a really lovely little film. It's about these two estranged brothers who haven't talked to each other for like 40 years, even though they live in adjacent properties. And they're both sheep farmers, and they farm this sort of, it's like their ancestral breed of sheep that's been bred from the same stock for generations.
Wow.
Yeah. But then they discover this disease called scarpy, I think is how you pronounce it, in one of the flocks. And the local vets decide that all the sheep in the valley have to be culled.
No.
They basically have to kill all the sheep for 2 years and just like leave it empty to get rid of this disease, because it's a really horrible disease and like the sheep really important to Iceland's economy. And so they're kind of distraught, and one of the brothers decides to hide some of his sheep in the basement because he wants to keep alive the flock that they've been breeding for generations.
Yeah.
And so it kind of follows them, and sort of the brothers coming together trying to keep these sheep hidden from the local vets, who are doing like a big sort of
a lot of love for the sheep
biosecurity. They love their sheep. I feel like it sounds sillier than it is. I don't think it's really a comedy. It's kind of been called a comedy, but it does have moments of humour. But it's also sort of quite beautiful and slow, and there's kind of sad parts. And you really just see an examination of how much they love their sheep. But also the landscape is very beautiful, just beautifully shot, Icelandic village, sort of desolate.
Nice insight into like a bit more about the culture of Iceland and like the landscape, as you were saying.
Yeah, just sort of snowy and beautiful. And yeah, it's a good film. I really enjoyed it. Like I said, quite a slow one, sort of understated, I would say, but with definitely humorous moments and emotional moments. You get to follow the brothers as they sort of build their relationship again.
Fantastic.
Not to give too many spoilers.
No, I don't want any spoilers because I actually really want to watch this film.
I think you should.
Yeah, it looks like it's done really well in lots of the awards festivals as well.
Yeah, generally pretty critically acclaimed. I think it's got like a 96 or a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
That being said, like I don't think it's a perfect film.
No.
But yeah, a pretty beautiful one, an interesting one.
Did you find, because I'm going to guess it's in Icelandic?
Yeah, with subtitles.
Yeah. Did you find that at all a barrier to anything?
Not really. I generally don't find subtitles too much of a problem. I find, like, your brain just kind of takes it all in anyway.
Yeah, I don't find subtitles problem, but I know some people do.
If that's going to be an issue, maybe avoid it. But yeah, I think most people that are interested in different cinema, foreign cinema, sort of a slow cinema, are going to enjoy it.
Cool. Brilliant. Hey, well, guess what? If you really want to have this film in your house so you can watch it, we have got a copy for you. All you got to do is call into the studio 309-3879, and I'm happy to give you this, what sounds like a rather beautiful film.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.